Where is one to light the Hanukkah candles? Inside the home or outside? Towards the public where people can see. So we know a fundamental aspect of the Hanukkah lighting is the idea of Pirsumei Nisa, to publicize the miracle, which would be greatly suppressed if one were to light the candles in his home where the public cannot have view of them. It is for this reason that it's a clear statement in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos 21b, recorded in the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber 671 Halacha 5, that the candles are to be lit outside the front door of one's home, which opens towards the public for the sake of publicizing the miracle to the public. And as Tosfos brings, recorded also in the Mechaber there, that if one has a courtyard in front of his front door, then he should light the candles in the entrance of the courtyard towards the public, rather than light in the entrance of his home, which is not towards the public. There is no argument on this ruling that one is to light by the front door towards the public. And it is therefore quite puzzling that many Jews still today do not follow this Talmudic and halachic ruling that requires lighting in the outside, and rather they light inside their homes. Where did this come from, and should it be followed, or is it, chas v'shalom, a mistake? So we have a clear ruling in the Gemara there and the Mechaber there in Shulchan Aruch that the above law that one is to light by his front entrance is only stated during times of peace and normality. However, during times of danger due to religious persecution, it suffices to simply light the menorah on one's table. In other words, that the idea of Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing the miracle to the outside world, is an additive to the mitzvah. It's not an invalidating factor. And therefore, the sages initially, when they created this institution, had intent that in the event that you cannot light it towards the outside, you should light it inside your home. Based on this, many, many Rishonim record, and so is recorded in the Paiskim, that the custom is to light inside the home. Why? Due to this exact reason. In many lands, it was considered dangerous due to the thick air of anti-Semitism that enwrapped Europe and certain Muslim countries, that it was not possible to light, as the Gemara initially requires and requests, towards the outside, towards the public view. And therefore, people would light inside their homes. So writes Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos 21b, the Kolbei, the Itter, the Orzerua, Oil Mayed, and recorded in the Ramah 671-7 in the Birkei Yosef, the Aruch HaShulchan, that so is the custom today based on this. So to summarize this point, while we all agree to the idea that ideally the candle should be lit towards the outside, the front entrance, the custom is not to do so, and rather to light inside the home due to the issue of danger of anti-Semitism. This is why almost all Jewry is accustomed to light inside the home, as testified the Poskim and Rishonim and Achonim that we mentioned earlier. Whether it be Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Chassidim, the vast majority light inside. The question, however, is asked, maybe today that we live in a democratic society, where flaming anti-Semitism is no longer vividly apparent, and one can assume that nothing will happen if he lights his Hanukkah menorah outside of his house, by the front entrance, as we see many people do today, and nothing happens. There is no longer any worry or suspicion of danger occurring if one lights, as the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch initially require, outside of the home towards the public. So should one in any event still keep with the old custom of lighting inside due to danger? Or should we change this custom and start lighting towards the outside, as was originally done? So some poskim of today take note of this change, and right in truth, today we should start a revolution and start lighting outside the home. The reasons mentioned for the custom are no longer relevant. So why not fulfill the initial mitzvah? So writes Oz Nidberu in Volume 10, Tshuva 26. Shelas Yaivitz in Volume 1, Tshuva 149. However, in truth, after analyzing the opinions of all the Rishonim and Achronim that we mentioned, who said the custom is to light inside the house, even in their times already, in their countries, there wasn't any more apparent danger. And nonetheless, the custom still continued. A quote from the ruling of the Itter, one of the Rishonim, after it became a custom due to danger, so is the custom, end quote. A quote from the Or Zeruah, also an Ashkenazi Rishon today, that there is no danger. I do not know why we still light inside. But nonetheless, emphasizing that we still light inside. And this is explicitly written in the Rishon Ayil Moed Shar Moed Katan, who writes, today we light inside by the doorpost, even though there is no longer any danger. And so write also the Achreinim, Aruch HaShulchan 671:24, today the custom to light inside, even though there is no danger, end quote. And it is mentioned in many other Achreinim and Peiske Dereinu, Mishmer HaShalom, Likutei Ma'arich, Kray Kodesh, of a Pesach Tzvi Frank, the Minchas Yitzchok, Shevet Halevi, Yaskel Avdi, Mayadim Uzmanim, and other Pesach. Accordingly, it is clearly evident that one is to continue with the old Minhag, in light of lighting inside of the home, even though the reason is no longer apparent. And so conclude the vast majority of Paiskim, as we mentioned, and so is the Minhag of the vast majority of Klal Yisrael even today. Ashkenazim, Svardim, and Chassidim. And so is the Chabad custom as explicitly recorded in Likutei Sichas, Volume 5, page 456, Sefer Menhagim, page 70, and other sources. To light inside the home, despite the fact there's no danger. We're in the home by a window, by a doorpost, is another question. But inside the home, it is lit. Nonetheless, there are some people, based on the minority approach that we brought earlier, who today have started lighting outside the home to follow the Talmudic dictum, but as we said, final halacha is one should light inside of his home, as was done in the past. What's the reason, though? Why in truth should we light continuously in our home if there's no longer any danger involved? So even though we mentioned some Rishayim who state that they are not sure why, the Aruch HaShulchan says because it's due to worry that the candles may blow out. The Akei Meisha writes that perhaps the menorah will get stolen. And the Bnei Yisachar, the Tzmili Melech of Dinov, writes something very interesting, that today in times of Gullus we don't have that much of an ability to affect and refine the outside world. And halavai, woe that it would be that we could at least affect our own homes, our own families. And therefore we emphasize the lighting of inside the house. The Rebbe mentions a similar idea in Likutei Sichas, Volume 3, page 67, if one can't afford to buy both Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles, and Shabbos candles come first. As the energy in spreading peace to within your home, which is accomplished by Shabbos candles, overrides the idea of Hanukkah, which is spreading to the outside.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.